Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and thank you for coming to the Lunch and Learn or Lunch and Listen portion of Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's and young girls empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey and empowers young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Hi, thank you for joining me for 15 minutes of power on your lunch break today. Today is Tuesday, terrific Tuesday. I wanted to come to you today with a word that I think is life-changing, a word that would empower you and encourage you. You know, we try to do so many of these that will encourage you to go out there and to find and follow your destiny. And today we want to talk about, is it still good to you? Is life still good to you? Are you still good to you? We want you to discover life through self-truth and empower yourself to move your life along the road of destiny. And this is for any age. It is not over until it's over. Self-discovery is key to confidence. It's key to the accomplishments and character of yourself. I am so excited to share with you today. I'm coming to you today. I want to bring you some points from Donna Shaw. And Donna Shaw is a woman that has empowered women for over 20 years. And I just want to give you some points about, is it still good to you? You know, a lot of times we look at life and we say, you know, life has not been good to me. Life has not treated me well. And it's not life itself that doesn't treat you well. It's, do you treat yourself well in life? You know, last time I talked to you, I talked about the seesaw effect. And I talked about it's not about the seesaw that goes up and down. And it's not about the ups and the downs. It's about how you enjoy the ride. You have to find a place in life that you enjoy life for yourself, not for your children, not for your spouse, not for anyone else, not for your family, but for you. Life is a great gift that God has given us, and he wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. And I just want to get started today. We only have a few moments, but I want to give you some points. First of all, is it still good to you? Is life still good to you, or have you ever known life to be good to you? The first step, know your past. You have to know where you have been. You got to know where you've been in order to know where you're going. In order for you to chart your future, you must know your past. You got to face your past. You got to be truthful about your past, honest about what you've done in the past. But the thing about your past is don't let your past overtake your future. You use your past as a tool to guide you into the future. The mistakes that you made in your past, you use those to better yourself in the future. My father always told me, a lesson not learned is subject to be repeated. So those things in your past that were lessons, if you learned from them, it was worth making the mistake. That's number one. Number two, know the power of you. It is incredible when you know how resilient, how strong you are, when you know your own self-image. Do you know that a healthy self-image helps us to understand our value? And we have to be healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. And these are the keys to a balanced you in enjoying living in the now. You need to live your life in the power of you for now. Avoid exaggerations. Nip negative thoughts in the bud, as old people used to say, nip it in the bud. Get rid of it right now. And accentuate the positive. The power of you accepts your imperfection. No one is perfect. Accept those. Don't bully yourself. You know, you don't overwhelm yourself and bully yourself about what you've done wrong. And you know, you want to empower yourself to go back, do it again, try again. That's the power of you. Replace criticism with encouragement. And then treat yourself very kindly. Some of us are just too hard on ourselves. The power of you. Give yourself a break. Choose the brighter side of things. Forgive and forget it. Forgive it and forget it. Forgive and live is what I say to you. Know the power of you. Number three, know your gifts. So many of you are so gifted and talented, and you look at other people and you say, well, I can't do it that way and I can't do that. Find out. That's why it's important to self-discover you. You have to know what your gifts and your purpose is in life. If you want to discover your true purpose in life, you must first empty your mind of all the false purposes you've been taught, including the idea that you may have no purpose at all. Some people was never raised to believe they had a purpose in life, but you have a purpose in life. So how do you self-discover your purpose in life? There are several ways to do it. You can think about some of the things that you're good at doing and start doing those things. Sometimes you stumble into your purpose. You need to find out some of those things that you dream about that you want to do and start making those dreams become a reality. There's so many things you can do. You can take a gift assessment test, and you can get those at any of your bookstores or sometimes even at your church. Number four, value moments. Value moments. You have to learn to seize the moment, to seize the opportunities in life that come your way. A lot of times we are given opportunities, and they're just for a moment that you have the chance to go do something or to take advantage of something, and we pass it up, and then we come back and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Learn how to value moments and seize opportunities and not to be afraid. You know, you were designed to take advantage of every positive moment that is brought to you because it takes you to the next level of the next moment of your life. You don't want to let opportunities pass you by. If they're there staring you in the face, go after it and see what it's all about. If it's not for you, walk away. But at least you know you tried. Number five, you want to chart your future. This is about dreaming, basically. You have the power to dream. You have the power to chart your future, to put yourself on a path to know where you want to go in life, to face the challenges and the unknown. Do not be afraid of the unknown. When I started Harvest Girls International, I had no idea what the challenge was, but I charted the future. I said, this is where I want to go. This is where I want to be. This is what you can do for yourself. It doesn't have to be anything so huge and fantastic in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of you, because you make the call. You have the final say of how to chart your future. Enjoy the journey, number six. We talk about in Harvest Girls International so much, celebrate the journey. Yes, celebrate the journey of life. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ups and the downs. The key to fulfillment is to work from your greatest strengths, your greatest strengths with passion in the service of purpose. Doing what you're best at ensures that you're working efficiently. You know, you want to celebrate and enjoy your journeys. You know, some of them may not be all warm and fuzzy. They may not be all laughter. There are going to be some tears. But later on, you can enjoy the lessons that the journey of life has taught you. Number seven, live now and be happy. Live in the now. I love this part about living. You know, I've just decided in my latter years in life, and I'm over 50 now, I've just decided to just live now, live my life happy. And you know what? All the stress that I had in my life seemed to lift and dissipate because I decided to grab hold of life right now. I decided to take those last-minute vacations and those small trips or that light lunch with a girl that I didn't plan. And I decided not to get so uptight about life. Live now and be happy. That is the most wonderful thing that you could ever do. You know what? Today is yesterday's tomorrow. Today is the actual result of the effectiveness of your plan. If you fully utilize each and every hour available yesterday, then you've done all you can do to maximize the possibilities for achievement, reward, and success today. You know what? Grab hold of life today. Start each day with a positive mental attitude. Carefully make your plans. Write them down in detail. List the things that must be done each day to accomplish your goals. Use every hour of every day to execute your plans effectively so that you can produce results. At the end of each day, ask yourself, did I do everything I could do today to make tomorrow what I want it to be? When you can answer the daily question in the absolute affirmation or affirmative, yes, I did everything I could do with what I had to do with today, you are well on your way to the success and achievements you seek and desire in this lifetime. I know these were fast steps, but these were some steps I wanted to get out because we only have 15 minutes, but I just wanted to remind you that life can still be good to you. Life is good to us if we allow it to do so and to be good to us. Look, I want to tell you, whatever your challenges are in life today, you know what? Nothing is too impossible for God. Nothing is too big for Him. All you have to do is turn your life over to Him and allow Him to work in your life. You know, if you have a big dream, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. You start off small with that big dream and watch that dream grow. You know, Harvest Girls International is about empowering women and young girls and lifting you. We want to make sure that we do that beyond anything. We want to encourage you and inspire you. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I want to remind you that Harvest Girls International is hosting their last summer series, Lunch and Learn. And our last summer series of Lunch and Learn is called If the Shoe Fits. If the Shoe Fits will be a Lunch and Learn session at the MCL Cafeteria in Indianapolis at 86 and Township Light Road at 11 a.m. The event is free. We only ask that you bring a boxed pair of shoes, gently used or new, so that we can donate them to a women's organization. We thank you and we praise God for you and bless you. Please go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited that you have tuned in today and ask yourself, is it still good to you? Is life still good to you, or has it just begun to be good to you? Remember, transformation does begin with you. I love you, I appreciate you, and I wish you health and that you may prosper. Bye-bye now.